Shabbat blessing and welcome to all the family that are joining us in the room, for those that are listening on the phone, also on the radio, and later also on the recording. Blessed Shabbat to each and every one of you, dear ones, on this blessed Shabbat, November 19, 2016. This is lesson 205, entitled The True Sign, chapter 44. Our opening hymn of our study is entitled More About Jesus, and you can also find this hymn in the book. The number is 245. More about Jesus will I know, more of His grace to others show, more of His saving fullness He, more of His love who died for me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving fullness He, more of His love who died for me. More about Jesus let me learn, more of His holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving fullness He, more of His love who died for me. More about Jesus in His words, holding communion with my Lord, hearing His voice in every line, making His faithful saying mine. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving fullness He, more of His love who died for me. More about Jesus on His throne, riches and glory all His own. More of His kingdom shall increase, more of His coming Prince of Peace. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving fullness He, more of His love who died for me. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. If any one of the little ones, mommies and daddies, would like to have opening prayer, bubble up.
If we come, you know, bow our head to the heart. Our Father, we thank you for letting us be in your hands this day. We thank you for this prayer to make us up this morning. We thank you for letting us be in your heart. Let's be able to keep on Let's keep on explaining the gospel to any person who needs to understand it. Let's be able to also keep each other in prayer, seeing if we have earth and trials, wars around the world. But let's also be diligent, discerning, and helpful, and obedient, and let's have our eyes.
Amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 7, verse 31 from the King James Version, and it reads, "And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coast of Decapolis." This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled, "The True Sign," in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, buckle up.
They beseech him to put his hand upon him. Mark chapter 7, verse 33. "And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue." In Mark chapter 7, verse 34. "And looking up to heaven, he sighed, and said, and saith unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be open, and had made of one blood." Amen.
Mark 7:35, and straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loose, and he spake plain. Mark 7:36, "And he charged them that they should tell no man, but the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal they published it." Mark 7:37, "And were beyond measure astonished, saying, he hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak." Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 404 through 405. We are in Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 404. "And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coast of Decapolis." Mark 7:31. Desire of Ages 404, paragraph 1. "It was in the region of Decapolis that the demoniacs of Gergesa had been healed. Here the people, alarmed at the destruction of the swine, had constrained Jesus to depart from among them. But they had listened to the messengers he left behind, and a desire was aroused to see him. As he came again into that region, a crowd gathered about him." Next slide, please. Desire of Ages, page 404, continuing. "And a deaf stammering man was brought to him. Jesus did not, according to his custom, restore the man by a word only. Taking him apart from the multitude, he put his fingers in his ears and touched his tongue. Looking up to heaven, he sighed at thought of the ears that would not be open to the truth, the tongues that refused to acknowledge the Redeemer. At the word, 'be open,' the man's speech was restored, and disregarding the command to tell no man, he published abroad the story of his cure." Desire of Ages 404, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Where were the demoniacs of Gergesa healed, and why did the people constrain Jesus to depart from among them? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer was, it was in the region of Decapolis, and they were alarmed at the destruction of the swine, but they had listened to the messengers he left behind, and a desire was aroused to see him.
Amen. Good job, everyone. I have another question, dear ones. Question, boys and girls, what happened when Jesus came again into the region? And did he do according to his custom to restore the man? And how did he do it? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
"A crowd gathered about him, and a deaf stammering man was brought to him. And Jesus did not, according to his custom, restore the man by a word only. He put his fingers in his ears and touched his tongue, looking up to heaven at the word, "Be open." The man's speech was restored.
Well done, dear ones. Let's learn our first scripture song together. This one is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 11 through 14.
Jesus went up into a mountain, and there the multitude flocked to him, bringing their sick and lame and laying them at his feet. He healed them all, and the people, heathen as they were, glorified the God of Israel. For 3 days they continued to throng about the Savior, sleeping at night in the open air, and through the day pressing eagerly to hear the words of Christ and to see his works. At the end of 3 days, their food was spent. Jesus would not send them away hungry, and he called upon his disciples to give them food.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What happened when Jesus went up into a mountain? And how long did they stay with Jesus, and what occurred during their time spent with the Savior? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, good luck.
There the multitude flocked to him, bringing their sick and lame and laying them at his feet. He healed them all, and the people, heathen as they were, glorified the God of Israel, and for 3 days sleeping at night in the open air, and through the day pressing eagerly to hear the words of Christ and to see his works.
Amen. So let's learn another beautiful song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 6. It's a scripture song from Scripture Singers for Promises. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst, hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled, they shall be filled. Blessed, blessed are they. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst, hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled, they shall be filled. Blessed, blessed are they. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. They shall be filled. Blessed, blessed are they.
And continuing, and again, the disciples revealed their unbelief. At Bethsaida, they had seen how with Christ's blessing, their little store availed for the feeding of the multitude. Yet they did not now bring forward their all. Trust in his power to multiply it for the hungry crowds. Moreover, those whom he fed at Bethesda were Jews. These were Gentiles and heathen. Jewish prejudice was still strong in their hearts, in the hearts of the disciples, and they answered Jesus.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, what happened at the end of the 3 days, and what did his disciple reveal that was still strong in their hearts? If you know the answer to the question, dear one, bubble up.
Their food is
was
spent. Jesus, I know that one, would not send them
away
hungry, and he
called
upon his disciple
give
them food, and
again
the disciples
revealed
their unbelief,
Jewish
prejudice, was still strong in the
hearts
of the disciples.
Good.
Amen. So let's learn yet another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 2.
For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Luke 12, verse 2. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed.
Amen. Let us continue in our study.
Desire of Ages, page 404, continue. Whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? Well, being to his word, they brought him what they had, 7 loaves and 2 fishes. The multitude were fed, 7 large baskets of fragments remained. 4,000 men besides women and children were thus refreshed, and Jesus sent them away with glad and grateful hearts. Desire of Ages, page 404, paragraph 3.
Desire of Ages, page 405. Then taking a boat with his disciples, he crossed the lake to Magdala at the southern end of the plain of Gennesaret, in the border of Tyre and Sidon. His spirit had been refreshed by the confiding trust of the Syrophoenician woman. The heathen people of Decapolis had received him with gladness. Now as he landed once more in Galilee, where his power had been most strikingly manifested, where most of his works of mercy had been performed, and his teaching given, he was met with contemptuous unbelief. Desire of Ages, 405, paragraph 1.
Great job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Where had Jesus' spirit been refreshed? And by what and who was his spirit refreshed? And how did the people of Decapolis receive him? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones. Blah, blah.
Cross the lake to Megiddo. Megiddola, is that how you say it? At the southern end of the plain of Gennesaret, don't know how to say that word either. In the border of the Tyre and Sidon, his spirit had been refreshed by the confiding trust of the, don't know how to say that word either, woman in the heathen people of Decapolis had received himself with gladness.
Had
received him with gladness.
It's okay, Jesus. Question, boys and girls. What kind of work did Jesus do in Galilee? And what did he meet with when he landed there again? Sorry. Don't feel bad. I do the same thing.
The answer is most of his work of mercy had been performed and his teaching given. He was met with contemptuous unbelief.
Amen.
Amen. So let's learn our last scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Exodus.
Merciful and gracious, long-suffering. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, and abundant in goodness, abounding in gladness and truth. Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin. Merciful and gracious, abundant in goodness, abundant in goodness and truth. Exodus 34, 6 and 7.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have come to the ending of the first section of our study. This is the section where we ask all the little ones.
I hope I have no problem either. By the looks of it, it's working. We've had quite a problem here with our computers this morning, but it's story time, boys and girls. For January 19 of 2016. What did I say? January. Oh, I'm in the wrong month. See there? Pardon me. Not that cold yet. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace. And our scripture says, let us therefore come boldly. To do something boldly means you're not afraid to do it. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that is, to God in prayer, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God will show us how to help others when they are in need. Hebrews 4, verse 16. You tell me, are you in the room, Elaine? Well, keep a track, so if I fall out over there, you can let me know. Jesus knows the needs of children, and he loves to listen to their prayers. Let the children shut out the world and everything that would attract the thoughts from God. This means turn off the TV. And the MP3 players, unless you are listening to either the Bible or the Spirit of Prophet. Personally, I like to listen to my King James Bible on MP3. And let them feel that they are alone with God, that his eyes look into the inmost heart. That means our secret thoughts, the thoughts we don't tell others about, and reach the desires of the heart. God knows if we are really interested in going to heaven with Jesus or whether we just say we are, and that they may walk with God. Did you ever talk with God? Did you ever talk with God? What do you talk about? Whatever you're interested in, just like you do when you're talking to your best friend. And Jesus wants to be your best friend. In humble faith, you may claim his promises. What does he promise you? He promises to help you overcome temptation. And feel that although you have nothing in yourself whereby you may claim the favor of God, that means you don't deserve anything from God because we are sinners, but because of the merits or obedience and righteousness of Christ, you may come boldly to the throne of grace and find help in time of need. There is nothing that can make the soul so strong to resist the temptations of Satan in the great conflict of life as to seek God in humility, laying before him your soul in all its helplessness, expecting that he will be your helper and your defender. If we come to God in Jesus' name, asking strength to help others, he will help us. He will fight the devil for us. With the trusting faith of a child, we are to come to our Heavenly Father, asking him, telling him of all our needs. He is all ready to pardon, to forgive our sins, and help. The supply of divine wisdom is inexhaustible. Do you know what inexhaustible means? It means he never runs out of help for us. And the Lord encourages us to draw largely from it, his inexhaustible strength. He wants us to ask him for help. The longing that we should have for spiritual blessings is described in the words, "As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God." That means we should want God's blessings just like we want water when we're thirsty. We need a deeper soul hunger for the rich gifts that heaven has to bestow. We need to want God's blessings. We are to hunger and thirst after righteousness. Oh, that we might have a consuming desire, that means really want something, to know God by an experimental knowledge. That means we know God will bless in the future because he has blessed us in the past. To come into the audience chamber of the Most High, that means we go into his office and talk to him personally, reaching up the hand of faith and casting our helpless souls upon the one mighty to save. We go to him and say, "I can't overcome by myself. Help me." And he promises to help. His loving kindness is better than life. He desires to bestow on the children of men the riches of an eternal inheritance. God longs to take us to his home, heaven. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. That means heaven won't end. In this earth, we know that everything has an end, but not in heaven. Sons and Daughters of God, page 121. And again, our scripture, "Let us therefore come boldly." To do something boldly means we're not afraid to do it. "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace," that is to God in prayer, "that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." God will show us how to help others when they need our help. Hebrews 4:16. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, and also Joshua would like to share a hymn where it tells us about the promises of God.
So our blessings one and all, and the song I'm going to sing is called "Standing on the Promises." Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior is standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I now can see. Perfect crescent cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong core. Overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting on my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I apologize for the tapping. It is actually the computer. It's getting old. Next week, dear ones, we will continue with part two in our study entitled The True Sign of Our Lesson Book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommies and daddy, would like to close with prayer, Bubba.
For the daddy, for the kitty, for the daddy. I hope that people will start having Christmas, and I hope that people will start having the Monday's Amen.
Amen. So next Sabbath, dear ones, by God's grace, we will continue with part two of our chapter 44 entitled The True Sign, and that will be held November 26, 2016. We hope and pray that the family was blessed. Thank you for participating, all the little ones, mommies and daddies. And may you continue having the dialogue and also enjoying all the activities that was made for the whole family to enjoy. I hope and pray all of you were blessed. God bless and have a blessed rest of the Sabbath.